For the first time in this nation's history, a woman now holds the office of vice president.
I, Kamala Davie Harris, solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
As we've been talking about, Kamala Harris also becomes the first black woman and woman of Indian heritage in that post. And she was sworn in by another trailblazer, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina on the Supreme Court. The magnitude of this moment is especially important for many people in this country who have been waiting, who have yearned for a government that reflects the diversity of America, a government that represents them. And that includes Manisha Sinha. She's a professor of American history at the University of Connecticut, and she joins me now on Skype. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Manisha, you wrote this opinion piece in the New York Times last August, and in it you say, Kamala Harris is a personal gift to you. Can you say more?
Well, you know, as an Indian American immigrant who studies the history of slavery, abolition, civil war, and reconstruction, she symbolizes so many of those aspects of my life. So Joe Biden's selection of Kamala Harris as his vice president really resonated with me at a personal level, which took me by surprise, but also at a sort of broader professional level. The study of race in America is something that I have devoted my life to. In many ways, she spoke to both those aspects of my life, and I was tremendously pleased by her selection.
Harris's ability to ascend to her position follows, as we know, a long history of women who have tried to reach for higher positions in politics. How do you think Harris will shape the future for women ascending to higher positions of power, specifically in the political realm?
Yeah, so, you know, the fascinating thing about Kamala Harris is that she is a black woman. She is a woman of Indian American descent. But that did not deter her from seeking out the highest office in this country. You know, she ran for the presidency. And there's something inspiring about that, especially after 2016, when I think a lot of women across the United States were extremely upset at the defeat of Hillary Clinton in the Electoral College, even though she did get around 3 million more votes than Trump. And so I think it is an important symbol, not just for women of color and for, you know, immigrant women, but also for women all across the United States. And the idea is that there's nothing untoward about women wanting to be politically ambitious or wanting to aspire to high office. Kamala Harris has been somewhat of a trailblazer throughout her life. You know, she was the first district attorney, woman of color, the first attorney general of California who was a woman. And then, of course, one of the few women senators and only the second black woman senator in our history. So her entire career has been somewhat heartbreaking. And I think it does mean a lot to women, American women today.
You know, there was such hope in this country about us being in a post-racial society after Barack Obama became president. That didn't happen, of course. In fact, some have argued Trump's presidency was an overcorrection for a number of Americans. You know, a lot of people are pinning their hopes on the ability that Kamala Harris will get us to this place of unity. President Biden will do this as well. Do you think that's a flawed way of thinking? And I have only about 30 seconds with you to answer that, so I apologize.
All right. No worries. Well, you know, I think it is important to remember that nearly every kind of progress we have had in terms of black rights going back to the 19th century has been accompanied by a virulent backlash. And that is a constant struggle. It is a constant contestation. So these elections are not the end. They are the beginning of a very long fight. You know, Joe Biden calls it the fight for the soul of America. But this effort to establish an interracial democracy is long and ongoing.
Yes. Manisha Sinha, professor of American history at the University of Connecticut, thank you so much.